Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI. You know what guys, every statement has its own limitations. Every rule has its own exceptions. Okay, here follow your heart is now worldwide agreed concept. I'll tell you the limitations of it, or controversy, whatever you call, I don't know. When I was in school, we are raised and taught not to follow your heart. I'll tell you the stories I heard, what my teachers taught me. Like, I don't know why. Like, yes, follow your heart. In moral science class, there is a chapter like Buddha says, follow your own light. Follow your own light. It's not heart, it's light. And when it comes to others, even my moral science teacher also taught the same thing, like, do not follow your heart. I'll tell you the story. Means I prefer to follow my heart, see my me and my brain. I prefer to follow my heart. But still, I want to tell you that there is concept like this and I was taught like this. And it's great. That helped me in that time. Let me complete. I told this in my YouTube, I think. I don't remember whether I told this or not. It's a monkey. It's a monkey that wants to do meditation looking at a sage. So it tries to keep fasting and sit for meditation. What happens is the monkey gets taught, what if after fasting, if I become weak, I may not climb the trees, I may not have that energy. So better to go get those trees, fruits and keep it aside so that after my meditation, after fasting, I could eat. So it climbs and brings the fruits, keep it aside and it will start doing meditation. After a while, monkey gets one more doubt. What if I don't have enough energy to go to that fruits and eat? So better take those fruits, and it keeps beside it and it starts meditating again. And what happens? Monkey again gets a doubt, maybe I can't open the banana peel after meditation. Let me open banana peel and put it aside so that after meditation, after fasting, I could eat. Then again it opens it. And once it's open, it's again gets distracted and it will eat the entire fruits, everything it bought. It sleeps without doing the meditation. So I was taught like heart is faster than air. It switches always. It's distracting. It moves. It deceives. Teachers used to tell like, yeah, this tomorrow there is a cricket match. Your heart deceives you. You will have a tendency to go and watch the cricket match. Your heart longs for going to that movie, going to that cricket, watching the TV and all. But don't listen to your heart. Listen to your brain. If you go there and watch everything, you will get, I don't know whether it's right or wrong. I'm just saying the thought, what I was taught. It's good. We should know everything, right? We should open up what's wrong in learning everything. So they told like, If you should put yourself away from TV. So even your heart says that I like this. Heart is about feelings, right? Heart is completely about feelings. You will have a feeling to watch cricket. You'll have a feeling to watch your favorite movie or serial or cartoon. Don't do that. Follow your brain. Stick to the plan. Complete the homework. Prepare for the exam. So this comes from, if you follow the feelings, you are deceived. This comes from following the strategy and plan what brain says. So my teacher told me that and I remember that. At the same time, they also told Buddha said, follow your own light. So what is right? One should follow heart or not? I prefer to follow the heart. As long as my feelings are not bothering me, not disturbing me, if they are in certain level of emotions which they are in control. Beyond that, we go for brain. We need that too. We need both heart and brain. That's why God gave us both. So we need both. So anything, as per circumstances, we can take. Like, you go and ask like, Gayatri, you told you should follow your heart. And why are you doing this strategy plan? Because God gave me brain also. I have to use it sometimes, right? So there is no perfect thing. You have to follow your heart. At sometimes you should not follow your heart. both are important. And heart says, like, if you love someone, you will really be ready to cut yourself into pieces. It could be any mother can do anything for protecting her children. It's a love, mother's love. Like, but you should be having like something, like, you can't live your daughter's life. You can't put them always in a safe zone. They have to go out and experiment and learn to walk on their own feet. So there is limitation for everything. See, some says desire is important. Some says desire is the root cause for problems. Some says burning desire is necessary. Both are right. Both are right. But circumstances, in different situations, you choose different thing. Sometimes slow and steady wins the race. And we have alasyam amrutam visham. Means if you're too slow, you're gone. So nidaname, we have both sayings. Nidaname pradaram, which means slow and steady wins the race. In there is opposite, like you have to be quick, you have to be fast, or else you're done. We have both the statements, both are right. And few people say, like, if you are the smartest one in the room, then you are in the wrong room. And Oprah Winfrey herself told that every time in the class, she was the smartest kid and she doesn't have to compromise. Just because she's smartest kid, she doesn't have to, it worked for her, right? So it's different for everyone. She didn't quit the class. Yeah, I'm smartest among these people, I have to quit so that I become successful. No, she's always on top, and she claimed that level, that she maintained those standards all along. So it's okay to be you. There is no ideal situation or ideal thing. I say be comfortable, and I also say be uncomfortable, because if I'm sick, I'm uncomfortable. I have to admit myself in hospital. It's uncomfortable, that surroundings, but still we bear it. And being comfortable is equally important. There is no harm in being comfortable. You should be open up, because if you're comfortable, if you're getting more energy, then why don't you stay comfortable? What's wrong in being comfortable? I'm not saying don't be uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is cool, okay? But at the same, being comfortable also equally cool. You should maintain all the things. Like, it varies as per situation. They say never ever disrespect elders. But now there are many people, elders, who are taking advantage of small teenage girls, or 11 years, 6 years, 7 years girls. They're taking advantage of the girl's innocence and they're doing wrong things. She has to be disobedient. She has to be disobedient. It's better to be a disobedient than being a victim. Again, they'll point out, like, why did you not say and all. So it's there. We have to act as per circumstances and situation. We have to understand the situations and ask, like, people just argue for no reason. Like, you said this time. Yeah, I change myself. I'm a person. I evolve every day. If you don't want to evolve, that's your wish. But always, you are right in your own point of view. I am right in my own point of view. You are raised different. I am raised different. I live in a different culture. You live in a different culture. For you, it's common. Many things are common for you guys. Because for us, it's a ban. You know, I should not wear black or white. It could be sari or dress, anything. I'm not supposed to wear black or white. That's my culture. I love black, and I got a beating. I really got so much beatings when I was in school. Like, black is cool. Everyone is telling I love black. I also wrote my favorite color is black. And then I got many beatings from my mom, because all relatives are like, why did she get that black dress? Like, it's a sin for us. Wearing black dress is black. It's something called ashubham. It's what you call in... It's a bad thing for us to wear black, complete black, and white. White also, white sari is not at all advisable for us. So for small things also, we have to struggle. You know, when I was in school, I don't know which class, I wanted to be Mother Teresa's fancy dress competition. I wanted to play Mother Teresa role. I and my mom, literally, we went, and she bought sari where Mother Teresa people, their trust, these people, where they buy the saris. We bought sari from the same place so that it looks exactly like Mother Teresa sari. And sari is in wheat color, wheat gray in color, and I was crying, no, this is not Mother Teresa sari. And my mom washed it for 2 times, kept blue, and just made it like it exactly looked like Mother Teresa sari. And what happened is, like, my father's colleagues, like, we have so much in this rituals and all, and he asked, like, my father colleague told my dad, like, first time your daughter is about to wear saris, means I didn't wear any sari before, it's like 6th 5th, I think. So first time she's about to wear a sari, and why you want to wear, give her white sari? It's white sari is only widows wear it. So why you want your daughter to wear that sari for the first time? Like, after that, my dad didn't allow me to participate. He locked up, and so that I don't go to school and don't wear that white sari. So it's our rituals. So now also we have that thing. We should not wear complete white sari. It should have some designs on it and gold color border or something. So black and white, I'm not supposed to wear. I'm raised so strictly. For me, doing head bath on Tuesday is a crime. You know, that's how I was raised. So for you people, it may be easy. It's hard for me to do many things. So just because you had fun in an uncomfortable conversation, don't expect me to be that level. Then I'm a different person. That's not me. They're not supposed to. You can't even imagine. Like, doing YouTube also is, I am comfortable with YouTube, but my parents are not. But still they are bearing me because they love me. That's it. So it's I am so easy. Like, if there is a crowd, I don't mind or taking my camera and all of a sudden taking photos. I don't mind. But in the same crowd, even everyone is in page 3 dress, you expect me to follow, like, see, everyone is wearing, why don't you wear? I don't wear. That's not me. I don't wear page 3 dresses. That's not me. You can't expect me, like, if you want to be successful, if you want to be in cool group, you have to be like that. It's better be alone. That's me. I know Mother Nature protects people in bulk. But when you don't fit into any group, you have to be one woman, one man army as long as you exist. Or else you should be prepared to cease to exist. I have no reason to live. I have only one reason, searching for purpose. If I could serve my purpose, I'm alive. Or else I don't mind to cease to exist also. That's it, guys. Every statement has its own limitations. Every statement. And every rule has certain exceptions. Every rule. One can override rules, but not law. One must not override law. Basic laws, basic principles, your basic nature, you can't break those things. You can change rules, you can change patterns, but there are some things we don't change at all. That's it, guys. Bye. Change is permanent, but still, that's also limited. There are few things, even from the mankind started till today. Eating. We eat, we drink, all the basic routine things happen from the evolution starting itself. Like, there are some things that doesn't change. There is consistency in the nature in some things, even in lifestyle. See, there are so many categories of people who repeatedly, consistently come. So there is consistency in the nature. Change is nature. That's right. Change is permanent. That's right. At the same time, there is consistency in every pattern also. So both are right. Everything changes as per circumstances. There is no perfect way of doing things. There is no perfect right. There is no perfect wrong. See, Kurukshetra, killing is a wrong thing, that your siblings, that your teachers, that your closed ones, but still they do it. It's the circumstances. They got to do that thing. It's wrong, but they broke so many laws that one should not break in war field. In Bhagavad Gita and in Kurukshetra, everything, they broke so many laws because of the circumstances. Circumstances play key role in our decision making. Not some old theory not some your teacher, not some your motivator. No, circumstances, that is the key, that is the king of this decision making, not anything else. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.